Okay. You mentioned the word resistance, and of course, along with that, you mentioned Israel. Sheikh Ahmed, if you can tell us at this partnership that some are saying is plaguing the Middle East, and that is one of the United States with Israel, how do you think that's affected ties between Muslim governments?
Well, the issue of Palestine is an old issue. It's an issue of justice for people who have been occupied and who have been taken from their homes for a long time. This is, everybody knows about it. It doesn't need thinking, and even the children will understand that issue. After all, the Jews suffered in Europe in the hands of Hitler, and that suffering that took place, every human being in the world supported them and help them. And all the Jews who lived in the Muslim countries were looked after and cared for. If you meet the righteous, good Jews, they will tell you that. However, I don't really think the oppression that is happening to the Muslims today in our land is happening because of outside hands, but it is more of the misunderstanding of our people themselves. We have the one God. We have the most beautiful religion, the religion that leads to peace, who is Allah. After every prayer, we say, oh God, you are peace. From you come peace. Through you retain peace. Allow us to live a life of peace. And when you take us in the Day of Judgment, greet us with the greeting of peace. Everywhere you go, you hear this. However, we are not realizing the beauty we have following the most beautiful messenger, Sayyidina Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in realizing that our strength lies in our unity, in our openness. It is astonishing me that in the Muslim world, you need to travel from one country to another, you need to have a visa, whereby in Europe, you travel and you don't need that. In Europe, Alhamdulillah, now they have one currency. In the Muslim countries, you need to do. So we need to work harder in our lands to remove the oppression that is, yes, they are being for us because of external power looking for resources we have in our countries, but the power lies within, with us, in the belief in God. Hajj to me is a time whereby Muslims, those who are in responsible positions, those who are leaders, need to think carefully, because one day the Creator Almighty God will bring them forth and question them, because in their hand lies the destiny of all those poor Muslims who are suffering within the Muslim land and outside the Muslim lands. And I remember the beautiful history of good leaders such as Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, Salah ad-Din al-Ayyubi, and the rest of them who brought peace, tranquility, justice to everyone, not just the Muslim believers, but any believer who believes in God. So I wish and I hope we begin now not to look for the enemy outside, but to look for the enemy within. That okay. is what worrying me.
Okay. Let me just bring in Anissa Mehdi to get her comments. I mean, we're looking at a Muslim population, Anissa Mehdi, that is basically destined to affect the course, as some are saying, of an emerging world order. Now, why doesn't the West embrace that? Why doesn't the West look at Muslims in a way where they can help it through establishing their relationship, not through antagonism, but do it through a peaceful coexistence?
Well, partly is because the terms we're using are too big to assume that there's a West, to assume that there's a Muslim world. I think the idea of having a passage between Muslim-majority countries without visas, but it took Europe an awfully long time and several devastating wars before it got to the point where people could pass from Holland into Germany and Poland and Italy and so on without visas. We have a long way to go. And I think that one of the reasons there is such a slow pace is because of the just terrible, terrible hostility and violence that people who live in the United States and people who live in Western Europe and people who live in Canada see in the news media all the time. What we hear and see are attacks on Western interests, quote-unquote, and we see Muslims attacking other Muslims. There appears to be chaos. There appears to be nothing but hatred, dissolving societies, dissolving social stability, and it's frightening. And it frightens me, I must say, as an American Muslim. I don't understand what's happening, and I don't understand why. As an American of Iraqi descent, it breaks my heart to see Iraqis murdering one another, murdering Iraqi Muslims, okay. Murdering Iraqi Christians. It's tradition that I have studied, certainly. But it's because of this terrible wildness that we see over there that there's been very, very slow progress.
Okay. Unfortunately, we're getting close to the end of the program. I want to go to Mr. Bilal Farhat and ask you, Bilal Farhat, how can the Hajj pilgrimage bring about more unity between Muslims in order to stand up to the Western negative propaganda as it is forced upon them?
That's a great question. I think, first of all, is the Hajj is the biggest message for the Muslims per se. The Muslims to believe that there is no difference between all the sects of Muslims, that the others are trying to put lines between them. It's the Hajj that comes to the first house of God, the Kaaba, which represent the unification of the all Muslims, that all their targets is going to one way, is the way of God. And there is no difference between any sect, between each other. This is the first message between the Muslims. The second is to teach there is no difference between Muslims, whether they are rich or they are poor. They all are dressed the same way, all they march the same way, all they go the same line, and all they go to the same target and the steps of Hajj. This message, it's first for the Muslims to understand that we are all unified. There is no difference between us. We should make barriers. We should make barricades to do not allow anybody to play on the lines between the sectors, to say those are different from those. There is no difference between Muslims. Muslims is only one thing, whom they all witness one thing, that there is only one God and there is no other than, there is no God other than God. Okay. This is the first one. The second is for the understanding of the European or the West. The West has to understand, if they look to our pilgrimage or this, what represents? It represents that the history of our father or our first prophet, the prophet Abraham, who sacrificed his son for the will of God when he called him to sacrifice what he has the most precious thing in his life that ever God has given it to him.
Okay.
And this was the message for everyone. We don't have anything to be away from God. We believe in God that represents everybody.
I'm sorry to jump in here, Mr. Bilal Farhat. Unfortunately, we've ran out of time. Bilal Farhat there, Hezbollah MP from Beirut. Also want to thank Sheikh Babakar Ahmad, who's a religious scholar. And on the phone from New York, we had Anissa Mehdi, a Fulbright scholar. And thank you, the viewer, for watching us. Don't forget our website, presstv.ir. Iran's leader message is on the website if you do want to check it out. From me, Kavit Halfway, it's goodbye for now.